Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yevamis, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Most people would be very proud if they had an enekel, a grandchild that became the Kohen Gadol. But like with almost everything else in this world, everything has its advantages and disadvantages. Can you think of a disadvantage of someone having an enekel, a grandchild of Kohen Gadol? Let's see our Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah Kohen Gadol, Pamim Shehu Paisel, even a Kohen Gadol. Sometimes he could be the reason to passel a woman from eating truma. Ketzad, how can this be illustrated, this case? Bas Kohen, we have the daughter of a Kohen, Aaron's daughter, who got married, Yisrael, who got married to Reuven. V'yolda Himenu Bas, and they had a daughter. V'holcha Bas, this daughter went, v'nisas l'kayin, and she married a kayin. V'yolda Himenu Ben, and they had a son. Harezeh, this son, Roy, he is fit, liyas kayin gadol, to be a kayin gadol, oymin ha-mashamish, to stand and serve al-gabi ha-mizbeach. No problem with him. That he has a grandmother that's a Yisrael, that's not a problem. His father's a Kohen. He can become Kohen Gadol. What about if his father, the Kohen, dies? His mother can still eat Truma. So this Kohen Gadol, machal es imai. Even though his mother is a Yisraelis, but she was married to a Kohen, and even if it's past, she was married to a Kohen, as long as she has a son, like we described the cases in the previous Mishnahs, in the previous Mishnayos, no problem. She can still eat Truma. But Upaisel es Eim Imo, he's going to passel his mother's mother. His mother's mother is Aaron's daughter, is a Bas Kohen. She married a Yisrael, so she loses her right to eat Truma. When that marriage ended, can she go back and eat Truma the way she was able to when she was a girl? The answer is it depends if there are children or grandchildren. So her daughter died, but she has a grandchild that's a Kohen Gadol. And because of this grandchild that's a Kohen Gadol, the grandmother's marriage to the Yisrael in a way stays forever, at least in regard to the halachis of Truma, and she will never be able to eat Truma as long as there are grandchildren. V'zois, and this grandmother, Oimeres, she would say, Loi kibni Kohen Gadol. Oy, there shouldn't be like my grandson, the Kohen Gadol. Shu poisleini min ha-truma. He passeled me from eating truma. Even though it's really her grandson, not her son. But they used to refer to grandchildren as their children. So basically, our chiddush in this mission, as the Batanura explains it, this din, that if she has no children, she goes back to her status as a girl. If she was a Bas Kohen, she can eat truma. If she was a Yisraelis, she can't. It could work both ways. This is children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren. It doesn't make a difference how far down. As long as there are surviving generations, she is connected to the previous marriage. And if she was originally married to a Kohen, she can continue eating truma. But if she was originally married to a Yisrael, then this grandchild is going to prevent her. This grandchild, the Kohen Gadol, is going to prevent her from being able to eat truma. How do we know that it's even grandchildren? So the Batanura explains, the Pasuk says, V'zera ein la, but we darshan ayin aleha. Take a closer look. We're not just looking to see if she has children. We're looking to see if she has grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. Doesn't make a difference. If there are surviving generations, and she does not go back to her previous status, whatever she had as a girl, whether she was a Bas Kohen to be able to eat Truma, or a Bas Yisrael who can't eat Truma.